Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord's been stirring my heart, not only for our prayer mountain, but He's stirring my heart to help those that are in great need. We get calls all the time. We're on television every Sunday morning. We're on television also every Tuesday night. And our East County Gazette column goes out every week to about a half a million people. So I really want to encourage you. Sometimes we get calls and there are great needs for those that are in dire need. I've had a women's home for over 13 years. I actually started a women's home, ended up living in the first one for 13 years, ended up getting a second home, then a third home, and then started two other men's homes, and then started another men's home. So we had over 500 women come through our women's home and over 250 men come through our men's home. Well, I want to title my message today, The Brokenhearted, and it's so important. Let me read to you out of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it's the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Wow. Well, you can take a look out there in our nation, and you can see that there is so much chaos and brokenness out there. You know, and many believe that you can live however you want to and have been deceived by stinking thinking. I can do whatever I want to, you know, without even thinking about the consequence. Many believe in the world system today. I hate to say it, even some Christians believe, well, you know, I don't believe like that. Well, I don't believe all the Bible. Well, I mean, I hear this all the time. I like to witness because it keeps me on top of things. So I keep my tracks with me. And if I'm going to stop at the store or something, I just kind of look around the parking lot. If I'm on my way to my car, or maybe I'm in the grocery line and, you know, and I'm standing in line, I look to see who's behind me and who's in front of me. And then I'll pull out a gospel track and I say, excuse me, sir, anyone ever told you how awesome Jesus is? Oh, get away from me. I don't want to hear it. You know, it's like, whoa, slow down in my country town, at ease. You know, and I'll just say, excuse me, sir, I'm sorry. I said, I don't know what offended you so much. Did somebody hurt you from the church? I don't believe in God. I don't believe there's a God. You can't see him. You can't, you know, you can't know. I said, well, sir, with all respect, you can't see your brain, but you know you got one, right? And I said, sir, Jesus is so good. So, you know, everywhere I go, I try to share about Jesus. And every once in a while, I'll get someone that'll just look at me. Then I'll see that sadness come over their eyes. And they'll say, you know what? I'm backslidden. I used to go to church a long time ago, but I'm backslidden. I'm away from God. I went through some hard times, and then I said, well, let's talk about it. And so I'll just say, you know what? Jesus loves you. Let's go back to him. You know, a lot of times we don't realize that, you know what? There's so many broken people, and I, you know, we need to understand there's an urgency of the hour right now. We need to reach out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and touch as many brokenhearted as we can. Touch the poor, touch the blind, you know, those that are blind in their sin. Deliver those that are oppressed. When I think about what Jesus' mandate was in Luke chapter 4, reading in verse 18 through 19, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." You know, life can sometimes make you feel like you're just hanging on a limb. You know, and looking up seems too far. And the limb, you know, the limb seems to be the one that you're holding on to get out of your situation. But no, you need Jesus. Jesus is the one that we need to let go. To let go of that limb seems even crazier because you keep holding on to that whatever you're familiar with. But if you're not careful, that's going to destroy your life. You see, Jesus knew that. And I like when Jesus, when Jesus spoke these words in Luke, he went into the temple, into the synagogue. This is when he started his ministry. You know what he said? This is my mission statement: to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the gospel to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed. You see, as Christians, we have the pearl of great price. We have the greatest thing that anyone could ever have. And because so many are out there, and when we understand the pearl of great price, Jesus is that pearl. He is the key to victory in anyone's life. Let me just share with you a couple of stories. I'm trying to think of which one. Whew, there's so many. Oh my goodness, there's so many. This young lady, well, I didn't know her at first. She was in her car. Her husband was a very distinguished real estate agent. Very nice, good-looking guy. And he's mad. He's angry. He's irate. And our women's home was on this corner. And he's screaming at his wife, and he's mad, and he's got a bad attitude. Now, we didn't know her. We learned this a little bit later, just to clarify that. And she had just had a baby. And I think I even shared this once before, but this always touches my heart. She had just had a baby. And lo and behold, he's driving, he's screaming, he's hollering at her. And I just happened to be out in the yard at the women's home. We were doing something, I can't remember, cleaning up springtime or whatever. All of a sudden, we hear a car screech around the corner. The door opens, and all of a sudden, this bundle falls out. And he turns around the corner and takes off. I don't think he saw us looking. And I looked, and I thought he threw something out. And all of a sudden, I looked, and it's a woman. And she's got in her arms a brand new baby. He literally threw her out of the car. So another girl and I, we ran over there and I said, "Are you, whoa, whoa." And she's just so shook up. She's crying. She's holding on to her baby. "Is my baby okay? I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's okay. Come on. What's your name?" And, "My name is Laura." I said, "Here, let me help you up." So we got her up and I put her into the women's home. And she goes, "Oh my God, he's always doing this. He gets so mad." And I said, "You know what? What are you doing with him?" She goes, "I don't have any place to go." I said, "Well, isn't that coincidence? God dropped you off at our women's home." I said, "Tell me God does not have a plan." And I told her, I said, "You know what? Jesus loves you and you're special to God and you don't have to live under abuse." And she was just shocked. And she said, "I don't have no place to go." I said, "Well, now you do. You're here." I said, "But if he knows you're here, we better put you in one of our other women's homes." So lo and behold, he goes around the corner. And sure enough, his car drives up and he's looking. He's driving real slow. It goes around again and he drives back. And all of a sudden, he stops the car and he knocks on the door. And she goes, "Oh my God." I go, "No, no, no. Go hide. Go hide. Go stay in the other room." I went to the door and I said, "Hi, can I help you?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm looking for a woman and her child. Is she here?" And I said, "Oh, you mean the ones that you attempted to murder? The ones you attempted to kill by throwing them out of your car?" And he looks at me, I said, "The police are on their way, by the way." And I said, you are terrible. I said, you know, you need Jesus. He goes, anyway, he got all mad and turned around and walked off. I ended up taking this young lady and hiding her in another women's home. And in our second women's home, you know, that young girl lived in that women's home. And then later he tried to come to church, and because he found out she was going to church, and he tried to play the role. But you know, that guy was out of control. And every time he would get a chance, he would try to pull her away to talk to her. But you know what? He would start wailing on her. He was a wife abuser, most likely going to be a child abuser. He had a beautiful little girl. And you know what? Finally, we ended up getting her completely away from there and got her in another place and got everything changed, got her name, the whole works. And you know what? By the grace of God, she ended up getting married to a really good man that really loved her and cared about her. And you know what? Today, she's living happy. But you know what? What if we wouldn't have had a home? What if he wouldn't have dropped her off right there? You know, most homes today, they don't take a woman in with their children. Did you know that? But what woman wants to leave her kids behind? What woman wants to do that? You know, I know because I was a single mom. My husband was killed when I was a young mother with two kids. You know, there's no way I'm going to leave my kids behind. My kids are going to go with me. You know, they're going to stick to me like flies on poop. Sorry, but they're going to stick to me like glue. And so maybe you're listening to my program today and you have an opportunity to give. I came here to San Diego, and I've been here for a while. I've been building a prayer mountain, and that's been my first priority. And so little by little, we're building out that prayer mountain, and I absolutely love it. But that prayer mountain is for nothing but prayer. People come to pray. Pastors come to pray. Christians come to pray. They come to seek God. But God's been really stirring my heart because all the needs, we've been getting calls. Do you have a women's home? You know, I'm really struggling, or somebody will come to church and somebody's going through a really hard time, and you can see it. You can see it. Let me give you another situation. We had a young girl and her husband come to church, and I looked at her, and she wouldn't even look at me eye to eye. Beautiful, beautiful little blonde girl, Marine. She was in the Marines. She was a little bitty thing, probably about 100, a whole bunch of 110 pounds. She was married to this guy that's about 300 some, like a big football player. And he was like really hovering around her, wouldn't really let her talk to anybody. So finally I told Pastor Jill, I said, do me a favor. I said, hit him off at the pass and talk to him outside while I talk to this young lady. And I looked at her and I snuck my number, wrote my number down. I gave her my number and I said, listen, I don't know what's going on. I said, but I'm here to help you. And she looked at me. And she goes, and she looked around to see if he was looking. And she goes, how could you tell? I said, darling, I said, I've been in ministry for a long time. I said, we're here to help you. And she goes, if he catches you talking to me, he's going to get mad at me. I said, okay, well, here's my number. Give me a call. And so anyway, long story short, they kept coming to church, which was good. I thought, okay, well, that's a good thing. He'll change. And little by little, he would talk to other people, so I'd be able to talk to her. And I knew that he was a massive abuser. He would beat her up in the middle of the night. He would kick her off the bed. He would beat her up. Now she's pregnant. Now she's pregnant with her second child. And she's now almost due. And he one day picked her up by the jaw, threw her over the couch. She landed on her spine, took off, ran to the car, got the keys, took off, went up way up in the mountains past Julian. Got lost, didn't know where she was. And in the middle of the night, she calls me and says, I'm in trouble. I ran and I don't know what to do. And, you know, and now I'm in labor and I can't find my way down. And I said, oh my goodness. I said, okay, give me some landmarks here. So anyway, we talk her down. We get her finally to the hospital. We get her to the hospital. He finds out she's going to have the baby. He gets to the hospital and he looks at me and I don't say anything. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for an opportune time to get her out of his clutches. She's scared to death of him. So he's saying, this is my baby, this is my baby. Well, lo and behold, there came an opportunity after she got out of the hospital. We took her and we hid her away. We hid her away and sent her off to Virginia, believe it or not, and put her with another friend of mine and found out this guy here was wanted for bank robbery. And so the SWAT team came in there, and he got placed in prison. There are so many situations that you have no idea of unless you really work with people. And that's my calling. That's my calling. God has called me to work with sometimes some of the hardest cases. But you know what? This is what I love. When you reach those people that are broken and hurting, and you watch God just take away the layers of brokenness and hurt and abuse, and you see them just bloom like a beautiful flower, or even some young men that come in and they're broken. They've been bound up in crystal meth. They've been abused their whole life. Their father abused them and beat them. And maybe they were molested and raped when they were really young. And they carried that shame and that guilt. And they feel like they can't get going. Can I tell you, that's the ministry of what Jesus said. I came to heal the brokenhearted. I came to set at liberty those that are bound, to set the captives free. And that's what God is really stirring in my heart once again, because I came to San Diego and now I'm thinking, okay, Lord, so I've got my eye on this piece of land and it's perfect to be able to take in 20 men and to be able to have a men's home. And I know the men can't be in the same place where the girls are, but I think God has stirred my heart to open up once again men's homes and women's homes here in the San Diego area. So, you know, I know that some of these places that take in people, but they have government money. But did you know that when they take in, I'm going to just tell you, even like Father Joe's, you can't preach the Bible. Did you know that? You can take them in and they'll give you lots of money. They'll put millions in your hands, but you can't teach them the Bible. Well, you know what? I won't bow to that, because I know the fact that the Bible is the only hope for their life. Salvation in Jesus is their hope. And so I'm not going to bow down and betray Jesus with 30 pieces of silver and say, okay, I'll take your millions from the government and I'll throw my Bible away. I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am. I've been in ministry for 43 years, and I know that lives can be changed and transformed by the power of God's word. And it is the word that is greatly needed. You know, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, in Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that, you know what, that you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is God's good, perfect, and acceptable will. And he says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. How can you help them renew their mind if you only are able with them only on a Sunday once a week? You can't. You got to be with them. Sometimes abuse is so deep that it takes every single day of training and equipping and helping and Bible reading and prayer and, you know, work ethic, and teach them work ethic and teach them that, you know, they can trust other people. Sometimes when they're so broken, it's hard to understand that. And so I know that God is dealing with me. And if you're listening to my program today, because I know there are so many that are out there, and Jesus came to bring the captives freedom. And the word of God is their freedom. So if you can give, I want to encourage you. I can't even begin to tell you over and over, you need to give. Reach into that pocket and get on that internet and give. atouchfromabove.org. Or you can send your checks to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. A Touch From Above, ATFA, P.O. Box 2800 2800 Ramona, California 92065. I know that there are people out there that can give. You're listening to my program today, and you have seen, maybe you've experienced that. Maybe you have a sister or a brother, and you've seen the brokenness of their life. Well, the only help is Jesus. The kingdom of heaven. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and he sells all that he has and he buys that field. You understand why? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when they had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and he bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast out into the sea and gathered some of every kind. You see, God wants us to gather in as many as we can. And you know what? The Bible tells you and I that we have the pearl of great price. Jesus is that pearl of great price. Jesus is the answer for those that are out there, those that are broken, those that are bound, those that are captive, those that are oppressed, those that have been hurt by abuse, those that have been bound by drugs, those that have been broken by abuse when you were younger. You know, Jesus is the answer. So do me a favor, dear listener. You're hearing me today. I've been in ministry for 43 years. I'm encouraging you. I'm taking these couple days to really share about that because there's a great need out there. So I want to encourage you, please do something. atouchfromabove.org, touchfromabove.net, and atouchfromabove.com. You can come right online and give something to help me purchase the land so we can open up another men's home and a women's home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Don't just live for yourself. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of this world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. We're living in that last hour today, and it's time for harvest. Let's gather in the harvest together. Great is your reward when you give. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. When you see lives change, you will absolutely be so thrilled. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is awesome. He's great. He's awesome and amazing. Life is short. It's but a vapor. And the only thing that we can invest in are souls. Let's invest in the kingdom of God together. Amen. Right here in America. Right here in America. Amen. You know you're a treasure. I love you. Don't forget, how can you give? touchfromabove.org. Or you can send your checks. And don't send me no bounce checks, please. Cost me more when they bounce. We ain't playing basketball. P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Amen? It is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? Amen. So give. And don't forget, come and visit me up at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. What are you waiting for? We have a church service every Sunday at 10 a.m. Come on up. Come on up to the mountain. Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let's go on up to the mountain of the Lord. You're awesome. You're awesome. Thank you so much in advance. Thank you for giving. I love you. God bless you. Have a great, awesome, Jesus-filled day.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to a Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.